It's been 7 years straight for my family. And just imagine, all seven Holly T's, Faith right here has been to every one.
Wow.
Pretty great, eh? Wow. And that's not all. This year we got two more presents. We got little Aubrey over here, and we got little Sam. They're all part of this too. See, my little girl Faith got a real special name, doesn't she? I can't think of a more important name at Christmas time than Faith. So I decided to pick a poem to read to you guys today that just really, really captures what that word is really all about, having faith. Because you know what? I don't know where I'd be without my faith. Okay. So this one comes from my favorite book, the book of Cash, as in Johnny Cash. And it's called The Christmas Guest. Faith, are you ready to help me out?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. She got a really important part too. She's going to help me. Okay. It happened one day near December's end. Two neighbors called on an old-time friend, and they found his shop so meager and lean, made gay with a thousand boughs of green. And Conrad was sitting with face ashine when he suddenly stopped as he stitched the twine. And he said, "Old friends, at dawn today, when the cock was crowing the night away, the Lord appeared in a dream to me and said, 'I'm coming, your guest to be.' So I've been busy with feet astir, strewing my shop with branches of fern. The table is spread and the kettle is shined, and over the rafters the holly is twined. Now I'll wait for my Lord to appear, and listen closely so I will hear his steps as he nears my humble place, and I'll open the door and I'll look on his face." So his friends went home and left Conrad alone, for this was the happiest day he had known. For long since his family had passed away, and Conrad had spent many a sad Christmas day. But he knew with the Lord as his Christmas guest, this Christmas would be the dearest and best. So he listened with only joy in his heart, and with every sound he would rise with a start, and look for the Lord to be at his door, like the vision he had had a few hours before. So he ran to the window after hearing a sound, but all he could see on the snow-covered ground was a shabby beggar whose shoes were torn, and all his clothes were ragged and worn. But Conrad was touched, and he went to the door, and he said, "You know, your feet must be frozen and sore. I have some shoes in my shop for you, and a coat that will keep you warmer, too." It's my buddy, Daddy's over here. So with grateful heart, the man went away, but Conrad noticed the time of day, and he wondered who made the Lord so late, and how much longer he'd have to wait. When he heard a knock, he ran to the door, but it was only a stranger once more, a bent old lady with a shawl of black, with a bundle of kindling piled on her back. She asked for only a place to rest, but that was reserved for Conrad's great guest. But her voice seemed to plead, "Don't send me away, let me rest for a while on Christmas Day." So Conrad brewed her a steaming cup and told her to sit at the table and sup. But after she left, he was filled with dismay, for he saw that the hours were slipping away, and the Lord hadn't come as he said he would. Then Conrad felt sure he had misunderstood, when out of the stillness he heard a cry,
"Please help me and tell me, where am I?"
So again he opened his friendly door and stood disappointed as twice before. It was only a child who'd wander away and was lost from her family on Christmas Day. Again Conrad's heart was heavy and sad, but he knew he could make this little girl glad. So he called her in, and he wiped her tears, and he quieted all her childish fears. Then he led her back to her home once more. But as he entered his own darkened door, he knew that the Lord was not coming today, for the hours of Christmas had all passed away. So he went to his room, and he knelt down to pray, and he said, "Dear Lord, why did you delay? What kept you from coming to call on me? I wanted so much your face to see." When softly in the silence a voice he heard, "Lift up your head, I have kept my word. Three times I came to your lonely door. I was the beggar with bruised cold feet. I was the woman you gave something to eat. I was the child on the homeless street. Three times I knocked, three times I came in, and each time I found the warmth of a friend. Of all the gifts, love is the best, And I was honored to be your
Christmas guest.
So what do you think, Faith? We should save about $2 a head for that?
I don't think so.
No, you don't think so? You think we should give it all to him for free as a Christmas present?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. It's on the house, guys. Thank you.